From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Hard Winter at Broken Arrow Crossing by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Hard Winter at Broken Arrow Crossing. Chapter 1. Sometime before darkness or death, Stuart Brannan had to find Broken Arrow Crossing. He considered tying the bandana around his left hand. The numb, bare flesh of three fingers stuck out from the stiff, worn leather glove. But his nose and ears felt worse. The sharp pain stage had ceased hours before, and now a dull, mind-deadening throb signaled real trouble. Jerking the red bandana up over his face, Brannan futilely attempted to keep the blowing snow from slicing into his skin. His eyes, frost-covered and nearly frozen shut, strained to scout the blizzard for a trail. With black hat tilted low, he saw very little. Brannan's right hand was jammed deep into a coat pocket. His left hand encircled the slim horn of the Visalia saddle. The reins laced through the second and third fingers. That much he could see, but couldn't feel. Sage plodded through the Colorado winter. The white blaze on his black nose pointed straight down. The howl of the storm muffled any other noise. The horse, the rider, creeping through a lifeless forest, alone. Brannan had no guess as to the time of day. Every hour mirrored the one before. A jagged, haunting gray storm welcomed the dawn, and nothing had improved since then. He didn't bother to stop and eat. It looked impossible to build a fire. His grub bag hung empty anyway. The color of the sky, the storm, and the ground were all the same. 2 feet of fresh snow greeted each step.